Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as walls of human enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to pull up another said representative from the state of Minnesota. His name is Ben Davis, and we're going to talk about what's going on as well, and then we're just going to go ahead and banter back and forth until we come about the resolves concerning what's needed in this country. As you all the well know, friends, I'm looking at the Declaration of Independence right now. It says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, us, under God, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that when any whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, God-given right, of the people to alter or to abolish it, right, comma, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing them and its powers in such a form as to them shall be most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Well, what we're seeing today is just the exact opposite. So we want to know, okay, so yes, here's the problem. This is what we're dealing with. Most people in this country already realize that the attacks are coming from within. Did you just, case in point, did you just listen to the intro as to how they were teeing the show up? The feds were talking about all of those individuals that are bringing in fentanyl into the United States. And then they bragged about how many crimes that they have stopped. They have stopped nothing because they've incurred them. What are you talking about? Who's alluring the illegals into America? And then they had the audacity, and I told you they would do this. They'll go ahead and resurrect ISIS whenever they need them, which is a creation of the CIA, right? They got to create another monster for the people to go ahead and worry about or to deal with, whatever the case might be. But they're talking about ISIS and these other illegals that are coming into the United States of America. But what people need to bring together here, friends, in thought, is the fact that federal and state governments are the ones alluring them into America. Now, the good news is, you know, after the fact, this is how the American people think. Instead of prevention is better than cure, they wait for it to take place and then they respond to it. And many states across the United States of America, they're now beginning to stand up and basically condemn sanctuary cities, which are unconstitutional in the first place. And why it has to happen that way, I have no idea whatsoever. Now, what I do want to show you is I want to highlight something here for you really quick. And I want you to watch this guy because this is a whistleblower, okay? A former Boeing employee known for raising concerns about the firm's production standards have been found dead in the U.S. His name is John Barnett, that had worked for Boeing for over 32 years until his retirement, until 2017. And in the days before his death, he had been given evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. Now, interestingly enough, here's another one found dead. Okay, and I'm going to prove a point to you in just a moment, which hopefully will be encouraging. And I'm not disrespecting what's going on here with John. I'm just using this scenario to show you that the power is still in the hands of the people. I want you to listen to this so you can understand what happened. This is a whistleblower concerning Boeing, and he is now deceased.
And I know that.
Listen to what he has to say.
And they've done due diligence and inspections to assure that the door plugs of the 737 are installed properly and the fasteners are torqued properly. But my concern is, what's the rest of the airplane? What's the rest of the condition of the airplane? And the reason my concern for that is, back in 2012, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their jobs. So it left the mechanics to buy off their own work. So what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane, as far as jobs not being completed properly, inspection steps being removed, issues being ignored. My concerns are with the 737 and the 787, because those programs have really embraced the theory that quality is overhead and non-value added. So those two programs have really put a strong effort into removing quality from the process. When I first started working at Charleston, I was in charge with pushing back defects to our suppliers. And what that meant was, I'd take a group of inspectors and actually go to the supplier and inspect their product before they sent it in. Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it to Charleston. And we found 300 defects. Some of them were significant that needed engineering intervention. When I returned to Charleston, my senior manager told me that we had found too many defects, and he was going to take the next trip. So the next trip he went on, he took two of my inspectors. And when they got back, they were given accolades for only finding 50 defects. So I pulled that inspector aside, and I said, did Spirit really clean up their act that quick? That don't sound right. And she was mad. She said, no, said the two inspectors were given 2 hours to inspect the whole 41 section, and they were kicked off the airplane.
Yeah, so there you have it, folks. What's happening? They're killing off more whistleblowers. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, look at the doctors that were ousted during the pandemic that were exposing it for what it was. Look at the dead bodies around the Clintons. This isn't conspiratorial in the sense of theory, friends. It is, in fact, conspiratorial, and we all know this, unless we still have our heads stuck in the sand. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, isn't it interesting that Boeing, a corporation, a part of this fascist state that's now been allowed to develop within itself, put that up against Isaiah 28 verse 18, in working against the people and their safety. Isn't it interesting that he was a threat to that corporation so much so that they had to oust him? Okay, this is national news right now. The point that I want to make, isn't it interesting as well, when you look at the crucifixion of Christ, do you know that everything that took place there was illegal? They took him at night. The people that took him didn't have the authority to do it. The list goes on. And why? Because they couldn't catch him in his words in public, right? And so what happened is, because the powers that were tolerated that wanted to destroy Christ, the truth, John 8:32 in reference, isn't it interesting they had to do it at night? They had to do it in absence of the people in process to go ahead and get rid of the truth that's exposing them for who they really are. And I can take that truth on so many different levels across the boards in the United States of America, friends, because the fact of the matter is, the power is still in the hands of the people. It shows you they're still afraid of the people that are willing to stand up. Thomas Edison said, the strength of the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, lies in the will of the people to defend it and also to enforce it. We're going to be talking about that with Ben Davis on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out live, please go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top of that page and go to SOL. Live. Subscribe to that page. We're dealing with Rumble right now. We're waiting to hear back from them concerning what's going on the back end there. But it's sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, we're probably going to hold up because we're going to pull up Ben Davis here in just a second. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We follow the Christ here. We have the mind of Christ. We understand what Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, rightly said, and what he meant when he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Put that up against 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on and on. And don't forget Acts 4:12. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend, Ben Davis, real quick here, friends. And want to welcome you, Ben. Thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of notice. And with that, you're a representative in the state of Minnesota. Yesterday, we had Walter Hudson on the television program. And we just wanted to kind of ask him what was going on and then how to address them constitutionally and bringing about the resolve that Americans, not just Minnesotans, but Americans need at this time and understanding that justice guards our liberties. And that's what's missing in our state. So welcome to the show. And again, Ben Davis, representative from the Brainerd area up in Minnesota. Ben, first thing I'd like to ask is, what's not going on at the Capitol? How aren't the people in the state of Minnesota under attack?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bradley, for having me on. And, you know, I've been here. This is my second year as a representative. As you know, I'm also a pastor. I'm still doing that full time as well. There's a whole lot of crazy going on down here. I know your listeners are very aware of that. And I'm excited to get into some discussion with you about We the People and who that includes. And if there's any first-time listeners coming across your show, I'm excited to hopefully wake them up to how the church needs to realize that it is a part of We the People, because the church has been disengaged for too long. And right now we're reaping what we've sown because of that. I believe America is a stewardship that we've been given by God. And we're going to have to give an account to Jesus for that stewardship at the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen. There's no question about it. So let's go ahead and just attack some of the issues. I just pulled up Alpha News. These are friends of mine over there in the Plymouth area, Liz Collins and others. And, I mean, there's a ton of topics we could talk about right now. I mean, right now we see that the said representatives are trying to now put a stop to illegal sanctuary cities. I guess the question that needs to be begged here is, how was it implemented in the first place with no constitutional or lawful backing to implement them in the first place?
Well, that's crazy you're bringing that up, because I was just reading about that bill. It's SF 4328, and I completely agree. Why do we have to drop language in a bill prohibiting sanctuary cities in our state when that's already prohibited according to the Constitution?
Exactly.
I don't understand it. But right now, I mean, with the people that are in charge here, I've quickly come to learn that they don't care about our Constitution. They're pushing their own agenda, and it's an anti-American communist agenda right now.
That's right. Okay, so in saying that, one of the things, and I say this respectfully to the law and those that occupy the office, Ben, what I said to Walter yesterday, obviously it's not the job of the said representatives to tell us what they're doing on the other side of the aisle concerning transgressing our laws. First of all, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, along with 101 other party affiliations are all unconstitutional. Because we are a constitutional republic, and we're ruled by law in this country, not by a system that's been created to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. So why is it happening in the first place?
It's a great question. The system is absolutely broken, and I don't believe that our founders intended it. And then let's be honest, it is a two-party system. You can win as an independent, but to be honest, that rarely happens. And when I got involved as a pastor in politics, I kind of had that realization. You know, Bradley, I'll be real honest with you. When I first started on this adventure, I thought, you know what, I'm going to steamroll the Republican Party, because I'm sick and tired of their compromise. God's kind of changed my view on that to, well, son, how about we try to redeem the Republican Party by infiltrating it with righteous people? And I wasn't interested in doing that with the Democrat Party. I decided, you know, I've got to get the endorsement of somebody. I'm politically a Christian, I'm a constitutionalist, and I'm a conservative, and the Democrat Party just doesn't endorse those people. Fortunately, the Republican, again, we're left with the system. The Republican Party still does that.
Okay, so let me say it this way, and I'm not condescending at all. I appreciate you jumping on with us. But the two-party system has been created to divide and conquer. It is unconstitutional. Matter of fact, John Adams, not only did George Washington and others warn us of a two-party system, but John Adams himself called it the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Orwell said, back in the 80s alone, it's a political language created to make lies sound truthful. There's no truth in this. And I understand what you're talking about steamrolling, but I would say that above the heads of all of those that are in that Capitol, what do we see? We go to the Supreme Court. What do we see? We see above their heads Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. What do we see on the way out? John Locke's quote where it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. They don't have a lawful standing to implement the things that they're implementing right now. And the fact of the matter is, what we need is representatives to actually uphold the law, magnify the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, the one above our heads who gave us our rights, and enforce those laws against those that are violating those laws, because they don't have a right to transgress those laws. They must lawfully be dealt with. What say you, Ben?
Well, say right now we do have politicians in control who are violating the Constitution with the legislation they pushed. I mean, that's actually what, you know, I used to just vote. That's about how far I got involved with politics. I would just show up on voting day and cast my ballot. But when Governor Walz violated our Constitution, he violated our civil and religious liberty. And when he decided that he was going to decide which businesses were yep. important and which ones were not, which ones were, help me out with the term. What was the term they used? Which ones were necessary or...
I know. Yeah, it was the German quote that they were using. Essential was the word.
Essential. Thank you. Yep. I couldn't think of that word for some reason. But and then he decided to shut down our churches, which we did not comply. Why? Because it's unconstitutional. I don't care what powers the legislature granted the governor. He didn't have the authority to do it. You can't set aside the Constitution for a pandemic. Show me where that's in the Constitution.
That's right.
It's not there. And so, honestly, just by going to that, you know, the powers that we do have, we do have the power of impeachment, of course.
Yep.
Article,
Amen.
What is that, Article 8?
No, Article 2, Section 4. Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
No. But anyway, and I've been reading up on that. A good friend of ours, Nick, was pointing me in that direction. And I started reading up, and I'm like, yeah, there's no way, though, we're going to get a majority right now, anyway, in the Minnesota House of Republicans or House of Representatives to go along with that. I don't even know if I could get 20 Republicans to go along with me in that.
Yeah.
So we do have that power and authority.
Yeah, so. You know, it's interesting, too, is it, because it doesn't just stop there, Ben. When we look at, again, when we peruse the Constitution, the provision our forefathers gave us was not to, and by the way, I need to say this, they're to be impeached for the smallest jot or tittle in violation of the law that they swore to uphold concerning misdemeanor. So if they lie once, they're impeached. If they steal once, they're impeached. And then once they're impeached, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 comes to my aid, where we are to prosecute them for their crimes and teaching them the fear of God in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. To let them know that we're not going to tolerate your crimes in any sense of the word. And I would go back to something that you just stated concerning Tim Walz as well. We had federal judges and state judges across the United States of America telling us during the time of the pandemic that what these said governors were doing was completely unconstitutional. Therefore, nugatory, as Jefferson stated, null and void, as our forefathers had stated. But when it came down to who the people obeyed, they obeyed the tyrants rather than the law that's supposed to keep them free if they're willing to be that law. Folks, we're talking to Ben Davis right now, representative from Northern Minnesota, the Brainerd area. We're going to come right back in just a moment. We got a hard break. If you want to call in, leave a comment, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new report says the U.S. government must act fast to avoid the risks of artificial intelligence. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to to the human species. The report commissioned by the State Department was released Monday. The Biden administration is pushing more money toward NASA.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson made the budget announcement Monday in his annual State of NASA address. Nelson said NASA plans to continue efforts toward putting humans back on the moon and even on Mars and the planets beyond. Currently, the plan is for manned moon missions to return in 2026. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Ben, I got a question from somebody in Tennessee, and I just want to throw this out really quick. Ann, go ahead. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, I have a friend that lives in Mexico. She is toward the bottom, and she is an American. She is white Caucasian who married Latino. Her mom has been very sick, and she was wanting to come visit her mom. She was on a list, like, to come over. And she said it's so out of control down there that her mother told her just to don't come. Don't come right now. It's so dangerous.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's
okay.
Sad.
Yeah, I got to kind of stick to the topic, and I'm not being rude, but let's go ahead and save that call for a later time. It was kind of off topic here. I know we started talking about the illegal immigration issue, which is insane itself. Let's go over to the church really quick. We got Ben Davis, representative from Northern Minnesota, with us right now. Ben, again, knowing that our rights come from God. And now seeing what those people that have been labeled the left have attacked, just recently they went for the gusto. They're trying to lay the axe to the root of the Christian tree, which, by the way, they can go ahead and create as many policies as they want to. I can tell you right now, they can throw me in jail tomorrow because I'm not complying with the thing that they have to say. And if scripture doesn't teach that, Protestant has meaning, Protestant, it teaches absolutely nothing. So let me go ahead and tee that up for you. What are your thoughts on that and what has been the response within the Capitol concerning those that are now attacking the church?
Right now I can't be arrested because we're in session and the Constitution protects me from being arrested. But when is it going to come to the place in the state of Minnesota when I get up on a Sunday morning and I preach Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 19? Have you not read in the beginning, he who made them male and female? I mean, that's the direction we're going right now in the state of Minnesota. And I know you and Walter Hudson, Representative Walter Hudson, got into the depths of the details of the Minnesota Human Rights Act and that. But basically, my church that I work at, if we have a position come open right now in the state of Minnesota, I could potentially be liable for not hiring someone who wants to, a man who wants to use the bathroom with my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're up against right now. And I won't go into the weeds of that. You guys already did that.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible that it's gone that far, Ben, because I can tell you the people I know, they don't even have to worry about calling the cops something, should something like that happen. And that's not an idle threat. That's a promise. You're not going to make my children a prey because you said so, and you're violating the law. This is one of the things that I said to Walter yesterday. They call anybody that stands up against their unlawful agenda haters, and yet the fact of the matter is they hate the law that keeps us free. They hate those that love their freedom, that magnify the law, Matthew 5:17, Isaiah 42:21. They hate the people that expose them for their crimes. And that's really what this comes down to, because in every state of our union, the act of sodomy is felonious. It's felony activity, and it's criminal. And it's, as a matter of fact, even if you look at state statute, it's interesting, they're called crimes against nature, what's directly extracted from the scripture. So with all that said, they can go ahead and pretend all that they want to. What I'm looking for here, Ben, is where the church is going to, the said representatives are going to, because they swore that they would concerning their oath. They promised to uphold the laws against, again, all enemies, both foreign and domestic. When are the impeachments coming? When are those that are advocating for criminal activity by trying to force us all to comply with their sodomite lifestyle? When is it that the said representatives are going to condemn them for their crimes? Because that's what our law does.
Right. And I would say we already are condemning them for what they're doing. We do have the power of impeachment, but I'm open to that. Absolutely. But right now, that impeachment would go nowhere. We don't have the strength in numbers, and that's according to the Constitution what you need for the power of impeachment. Here's what needs to happen, Bradley. I believe this with all of my heart, and I believe, to me, it's not a pipe dream. Like, it can actually happen. If the church rises up and take the authority that God has given it, and I would really love it if we could just, I don't know how much time we got left, if we could just quickly get into that right there. Can we do that?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, well, Acts chapter 17, I want to read this to you. Paul's preaching at the Areopagus, okay? He's preaching to the Romans, and he says, God who made, this is verse 24, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood. Aren't you glad God's not racist? He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. So that right there, Bradley, tells me God is the one who established the boundaries in this nation, okay? We better protect that which God has given us. And number two, he's the one that's determined the pre-appointed time for America, and most specifically right where we're at, Minnesota. And I also believe, going into Romans 13, is it okay if I go there
yep.
as well?
Yep.
I'm going to give you the true teaching on Romans 13. And again, I'm guessing I'm kind of preaching to the choir.
That's
here.
Okay. That's okay.
It says, Romans 13, 1, probably one of the most abused scriptures in all the Bible. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Okay, remember that, governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Judgment's coming already, okay?
Yeah, we're
here.
It
just depends on how much mercy God is going to have. Verse 3, right here. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Two key words there. Rulers and authority. That's who we're to be submitting to. Bradley, when Paul wrote this, who was the ruler and authority over them? It was the emperor.
Yep, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's apply that to America. Do we have an emperor or a king?
A king.
Like that?
His name is Jesus.
We have Jesus, but in America, who are the rulers and the authority that King Jesus has given that to? It's we the people.
That's right.
We're to submit to the rulers and the authority of what God has established, we the people. And I've heard you read this on your show. The foundation to the Minnesota Constitution is our preamble. It is the foundation that the entire Constitution sits on. It starts off this way. We the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God. And it's talking, if you study the people who wrote this, they're talking about the God of the Bible.
Yep.
Grateful to God for our civil and religious liberty. Right there, and I've only read half of it.
Yep.
It is a religious document, the foundation of our Constitution. And so what I'm trying to get the church to realize is, we the people includes the church, especially the church.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as separation of church and state. And sometimes I will use that terminology, but for the purpose for the government to get its business out of the church.
That's right.
The only separation of church and state that there should be.
That's exactly what Thomas Jefferson said in 1802 to the Danbury Church, that erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to the church today. I want to tell you something really quick, and can I hold you over for a third segment?
Sure, I got time.
Okay, cool. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he passed. As a matter of fact, I just talked to his daughter last week, or the week before that. Coral Ridge Ministries in Fort Lauderdale. He still preaches to the world. He's been gone for 13, 14 years now, but his gifts still speaketh. It's interesting because I spent about 3 hours with him when I went out there. During that time, we were doing some filming, Ben and friends. And what was interesting is he said, Bradley, he goes, there was a point, and I've told this story several times before, he said, where we had leaders, church leaders, overseers from all over the world come, because he preaches to the world, during a conference. And he said, during that time, Ben, he said, my church is being protested. Protestant has meaning. And what was interesting to note about that is he said, I was being protested by men that wanted to marry men and women that wanted to marry women, which has never been in the history of mankind. And he said, Bradley, that's not at all what it's about. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. And I said, yep, I totally understand that. He said, you know, a guy came out and he said, Dr. Kennedy, why is your church being protested? See, that lone man, he stood up because he understood what it meant to bear his cross and to bring it all the way in and keeping the Lord's statutes, that the Lord might show himself strong on their behalf, understanding the power of God unto salvation. And Dr. Kennedy looked at him and said, as he asked the question, why is your church being protested? He said back, Ben, he said, Dr. Kennedy did to this man, he said, you mean your church isn't being protested? And Dr. Kennedy looked at me and he said this to me. He goes, Bradley, do you know who the greatest advocate to the abortion industry is? He said, do you know who the greatest advocate to the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are? He said, the silence of the American church. He said, do you know who the greatest advocate is to the sodomite agenda? The silence in the church. Over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they're to stand up and obey the Lord, that he might show himself strong on our behalf. He said, the greatest advocate 13, 14 years ago to illegal immigration was the church. I'm going to take a quick break. break. We're talking to our friend Ben Davis from Northern Minnesota. We're going to come right back on the other side. And I want to take this one more step concerning the heart of God when we get back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Before It's News.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So I'm talking with our representative friend from Northern Minnesota up in Brainerd there, and talking about what's going on in government. And he is a representative that has the opportunity right now to rock it, to kick the hell out and to get the heaven in. That's what the Holy Ghost does. And in the process of doing that, I just want to make reference. Stacy, I see you up there on the call. But hold on for me for a minute, okay? Don't go anywhere. I'll pull you up as soon as we get done with Ben here. Ben, this is what I want you to hear. People, this is what I want you to hear. I cannot tell you, I honestly cannot tell you, Ben, how many times I've had to stand by myself. And it was like Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. While others fled, he remained, and the Lord stood with him and strengthened him. You know, back in 2011, I was the guy that gave the prayer, and I had the audacity to end that prayer with the name of Jesus. Within 10 minutes, over 2,000 outlets attacked me. It was all pre-scripted. It was all pre-planned. We know that. But what they didn't realize was the victory was mine, and they thought it was theirs. Yeah. And Scripture tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that is the power of God unto salvation. But it's holding the course until the Lord manifests those judgments upon the heads of those that mean to judge you unlawfully. And you can see that throughout the book of Psalms. And I stood. I did 365 high schools, having three state outlets come at me at once. I've had MSNBC come out at me. I've had twice. I've had the New York Times put me in a favorable light on the front page of their paper. I couldn't have paid for that, right? But nobody cares about the good news. They want to crucify somebody. And a couple hundred other times where I'm on the front page of the news or I'm on the main topic on the daily or nightly news. The Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail. He uses one man in the process of doing that. Ben, what I'm trying to convey is this. We're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And the world, Ben, is waiting to be taught by what the church does rather than about what they talk about and what they tell everybody else, but they themselves don't practice it. I'm not suggesting. There's no innuendo in that. I get to see that all day long across the country. There's too many people that talk about what they should do, but they don't do it, and then they wonder why they don't see the Lord operate in their life or deal with their enemies. Listen carefully. 2 Samuel 23, verse 9 through 10. What does it say? And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Aoite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and all the men, all those that profess to be gods. What does the Lord say? What does the Bible say? And the men of Israel were gone away. But what did Eleazar do? He arose and smote the Philistines, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, and smote the Philistines in his hand, was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to the spoil. Minnesota, you have a huge opportunity to prove the God of our forefathers. Even if you have to be the one to do it alone. Same thing I said to our friend Walter yesterday. Same thing I've said to Eric Lucero. People are tired in the state, across the country, of just hearing their representatives talk about what needs to be done. Something needs to be done, and what it is found within Scripture. It's the heart of God. And what is the heart of God? It's justice. If you look at Isaiah 51, verse 4, what does it tell us? It tells us, listen to me, my people, hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. That is, if we're willing and obedient, and we will eat the good of the land. And the Bible also tells us that we're to hold to the prophets, and if we believe, we'll be established. That's what we have left off, is the doing. That's what we have left off, is the cross. And let me give you a natural parable real quick, and I'll give you the rest of the time out of respect for you joining us and giving us your time. It's interesting to note how many men fought, bled, and died, giving us the liberties that we have at their sacrifice. And I, for one, my friend, am not going to roll over in the face of that sacrifice and say, you know what, you did your part. Now it's my turn to do my part. I'm just not the one that's going to be able to do that because I have too much to lose. And I can just hear an answer back, come back now and say, what, didn't they have anything to lose? How many of those soldiers were 16 and 17 and 18 years old who never had an opportunity to have a life? To grow up, to own a business, to get married, to have a family, to have a home. They never had that. And the fact of the matter is the Lord is looking to those that understand, take up your cross and follow me. And until we do that, we're not going to get any response from heaven. That's the only language I've ever known. Some people can say it's radical, but let me ask you something. I would say it's pretty radical when you have a government, a governor from Nebraska, and a set attorney general that advocates for everything that our laws condemn. Abortion, sodomy, stealing away our kids, giving our cities away over to something called illegal sanctuary cities. That's radical. It's time that the church takes on Christ so we can see Christ. And the fact of the matter is you have a huge opportunity in doing that just now. I have billboards up. I have ads in the paper. I'm covering everything and anything that I can cover. And I know representatives are always begging for this kind of support. Well, I'm telling you right now, Ben, you're getting that support from us.
Thank you for that. And Bradley, thank you for the admonishment. We need more of that, not less of it. I just read this morning in Proverbs, it says, he who hates instruction is stupid.
Yep.
And so I my ears are always open. So yeah, I would like to talk to you more about that. But again, to me, this, I'm here because God called me to be here, and I am absolutely seeking his face every day, trying to be led by his spirit, because that's biblical as well. Be led by the spirit of God. Don't be led by your flesh, be led by the spirit of God. And so I covet your prayers, because, you know, Paul said, pray that I may, in Ephesians chapter 6, pray that I may speak boldly as I should the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if Paul, the apostle Paul of all people, is asking for prayers for that, I am definitely asking for prayers for that. But again, we've got to keep waking people up and not getting discouraged, not getting what's called blackpilled. I'm sure you know what that means. Not giving up. Right now, we got people in the state and in the church who have been fighting, and I've seen it. They're starting to walk away and give up this battle. And future generations are not worth giving up on, because, you know, I believe Jesus Christ is coming back one day. I really do. But what if it's not for another 50 years? What That's if it's right. not for another 100 years?
Occupy till I come. That's right.
It's not right that the America I got to grow up in the 80s, that I wouldn't be fighting for something even better for my children. And that's what I'm trying to do here, Bradley. So thank you for the admonishment. Thank you for the instruction. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to cut you loose. I got about 3 minutes left here. How do people get a hold of you, Ben?
Now, the best way is probably if you want to connect with me on Twitter, at Rep Ben Davis, at Rep Ben Davis.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yep, totally appreciate it. Again, folks, Ben Davis, representative out of northern Minnesota. Wanted to pull him up. I'm doing this for Stacy right now. Stacy, I just did that for you, so you know that love's coming back at you in action, okay? First down, 318. But I know you've been holding on for about just a couple minutes here, or 10 minutes here, forgive me. What say you? Go ahead and share what you want to share with the people, because you have the megaphone right now.
You're absolutely correct. We know that they've committed crime, and now it's up to us to not only continue to name it, but find a way, find a place, whether it's northern Minnesota, whether it's wherever it is in the country, that these people cannot get away with doing what they're doing, and that they will be, if they go there, they're held accountable, because we know that Governor Walz has committed crime.
Yep.
Yeah, right, so, in front of our faces.
Yeah.
And he continues, as long as he continues there, and this is not addressed, they will continue to take us down to paths that we don't want to go. And it is, yes, it is what we deserve, but at the same time, many of us are still praying, many of us are still bringing it to the Lord and saying, help us, lead us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake.
Amen.
Thank you, Bradley. You can take the rest of this on air.
Thank you, kiddo. Totally appreciate it. Yes. Hey, guys, you always got to make distinction on this show, that I get it. Those that are in the fight, man, I get it. We're on the road. We're doing what we've always done. Amen. So if there's ever any conviction in there, it's the Holy Ghost that's doing the convicting, okay, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. To do what? To reprove, to correct, to instruct in righteousness. But if we get that reproof, that correction, and that instruction, it should reprove us in repentance to continuously grow up in our Lord Jesus Christ as we follow him, following him who's become what? He teaches us to become fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. Folks, hold on with me. I'm going to go over just a little bit. I'm going to lose my phone line, but with that, I'm going to go on with the show. Give me 10 seconds and I will be right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.